Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, we're live. It's Tuesday. It's a conversation, of course. Like and share. Please like and share. Please like and share. Please consider donating. Help this show get better. Please like and share. Please. Let's see where I can. That's that chair. My buddy Jason. Today, we want to take a moment and pause and remember the 7 astronauts of the Challenger explosion. I was lost when that happened because, you know, the teacher who, this is not to be like disrespectful, but the one time you want to come in second is when you don't get tickets for the Titanic, or the teacher that was second to Christy McAuliffe, and I guess Ronald Reagan, because I talked to somebody that had classified stuff on this, and stuff he told me, it should have never went up in the air, and they demanded it, because she was going to do all that. It was like a production. Okay, we have the TV, we got this TV time blocks, we got advertisements, we got all this stuff, and should have never went up, and it was bad to begin with. Let me get my mic right. But yeah. And a teacher had to explain it to me because I didn't realize that we're not going to see them. Like we're not going to see like this. So you mean I'm actually going to have to do real work? And not just watch a lady do science experiments in space. I didn't understand that they had died and they weren't coming back. That was my first real thing with death. You know, like, experience. Like, yeah, like, they're not coming back. That's why when, you know, I'm like, you know. How it is, it's you learn, and that's and everything, and God gives you scars, and you learn from things. You know, the Grammys, you know, don't come to the Staples Center, because the Grammys are going to be here, because everyone wanted to go there to mourn. You know, I wish military people got the coverage that Kobe Bryant got. Actually, his name is pronounced Kobe. His parents named him after beef on a Japanese menu at a restaurant in New York. But everyone in the dead community is like, the Grammys, they didn't even honor the dead. Robert Hunter wasn't even honored. I'm like, well, when Michelle Obama wins an award and the Grammy host Alicia Keys calls for Trump's impeachment, that's why I don't watch those things anymore. Not that I ever really did, you know. Even the Grammys I never really cared for. I'm like, I guarantee you the people that are going to win the awards are the ones that suck anyway. These boy bands are going to win a Grammy. How many Grammys did the dead have? How many millions of people followed them every year? Case closed. So much music. Man, there's 9 songs on this album. They're great. The one song that I hate is the one that went on the radio. Or 2 songs. These 2 songs. There's 12 songs in the album. These 10 songs are the bomb. The 2 that are on the radio suck. Never understood that. But since Michelle Obama won a Grammy Award, you could sell 20. Pink Floyd could come out as a liberal. No, he could come out as a conservative, and he wouldn't win an award for nothing. Even though his album Dark Side of the Moon sells over and over and over, because I think it's like the 1st of February, Saturday, they're having the Pink Floyd Laser Light shows coming to town. It's like $30. I'm like, I remember they had that, because I'm like, I remember in the 90s they did the Pink Floyd Led Zeppelin Laser Light show, the bomb. And they're doing it, and it's like, I'm not paying $32. That's way too much. But anyways, I want to get into the impeachment circus. You know, if they don't take and they don't do this, and they don't, you know, the Republicans are just gonna throw this out the window because, you know, Trump did stuff. We know he did. He should be in prison, and the Republicans are gonna let him off. Considering everything that the Republicans have done that the Democrats won't let the Republicans do. You know, where's Trump's due process? Where's all this stuff? I'm going to get into that. You know, poll. Consumers try woke capitalism, and they want U.S. workers prioritized. See, they want you. See, the Democrats want people that can sit on their butt and rely on the government. They don't make government programs to help you get out. No, this is to keep you chained up. Law enforcement is rising up against the Democrats in Virginia. They're trying to take away your guns, that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I guess coming up, a Lakers game. Lakers game. They're not going to play it in honor of Kobe. Yeah, that NBC, MSNBC anchor. She claims, she admits, it sounds like she says Lakers instead of Lakers, but she says that word slipped and all this. I'm like, that's the liberals for you. That's your caring liberals, you know, the ones that really care about you. But let's not forget Revelation chapter 3, that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word, not denied my name. So think about that as you're going through your day to day. And thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, when Netflix allowed Obama's to do a show on there, I'm like, nope, we're canceling. And then Netflix, hi, what's up? My name is Jesus Christ. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm ultra fabulous. They made one where Jesus is gay. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how any Christian can watch Netflix after they did that. I don't know how any Christian can have a, what do you call that? A subscription? Yeah, how can a Christian support a network that has a TV show where Jesus is gay? Oh, wait, how can you support that? See, South Park made fun of everybody. They didn't diss one thing. They made fun of everyone. There's probably nothing they haven't made fun of, and if they haven't, they will. Trust me. But, you know, but when you had Alicia Keys come out calling for the impeachment of Trump, it's the Grammys. This is not politics. I don't care if you're pro-Trump. Politics have no place at these Grammys. That's why I don't never watch them. They're political, though. I'm tired of it. You know, I want to watch late night to laugh. Not to bash Trump. Not to bash. See, if you took a giant U, and put a crane next to it, Trump supporters couldn't even find it. Yeah, and you have how many? What do you have, like 10 viewers on CNN? Yeah, the only viewers you have on CNN are people from conservative networks that are watching it just to see what you're saying. I don't know how anyone who is not a reporter, like someone like me that does talk shows, that has to do this, that has to watch them from time to time to know what the heck they're saying, how can you watch that? How can you swallow it, man? I'm just saying, I don't know how you can believe that crap. I remember my brother, we're sitting there in the car, and like, Communist News Network. I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, it is. Communist News Network. When I met people outside of me that, wow, I'm not thinking, this is like before they had social media, before internet was huge, before people, you know, I'm like, well, I always called it the Clinton News Network or Communist News Network, whatever. And I'm like, right on. But I've met so many, I met some dude recently, I was talking to some guy, I mean, and this is how bad it is. And I'll tell you, when you can't, when no matter what you say, they will not believe you. They will not, no matter what. Oh, there's no double standard, whatever.
Okay. I got called to go to my 90-some-year-old client who sleeps with her gun, who she actually said she couldn't remember. She was, you vote. Yes, I do. And my phone was charging on her table, so, and we were in the other room. And she goes, who do you vote for? I said, I'm a Republican. She goes, that's good, because she goes, you would be out the door if you wasn't. And we were watching the impeachment. She had Fox News on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. And it was our side. It was, Jay Sekulow was phenomenal. And
he was on
Phil
fire.
Guy, the one before him was good. But then you have the stupid Juan, what's that guy's name on the Five?
Juan Williams.
Right, I won't watch the Five, because I like the others. I just can't stand him. But, oh, he was like, oh, man, they didn't prove anything. The Democrats have this case wrapped up, blah, blah. And it's like, are you listening to the same thing?
We are.
I mean, what's missing from here to here? I mean, what?
Something's disconnected.
I'm pointing to my ears, from my ear to my brain. What's missing? There has to be wires loose or something.
Yeah.
Or a screw loose. I'm missing.
Oh, yeah, tons of screws.
I mean, I don't get it. Do you?
I don't get it either. But all these Democrats are coming out now saying if Bolton doesn't testify, we know the trial's rigged. Even though, let me see her Democrats.
Saying, okay, Bolton will testify. You bring in Hunter and Joe.
Yeah.
So,
bring it. Well, okay there. Let me explain something to the retards, you know, the mentally retarded Democrat people out there, that Trump was not given due process. When Republicans tried to ask questions, don't answer that. Don't say anything. Don't, no, shit. It's going to, dude, you're going to get, it's going to incriminate you. Shut your mouth. Okay, we're trying to rig this thing. We made up crap. You can't answer it honestly because then you're going to look guilty where you are. But, you know, okay, you let Bolton testify. Okay, we get Hunter Biden. We get Joe Biden. Okay, we'll bring Hillary Clinton into this. Why not? We'll get Barack Obama into this. Every Democrat running for president, they're going to be testifying. I don't care if they have anything to do with it. We're just going to get them off the campaign trail.
Yeah, none of them can answer this question that Jay Sekulow posed. Oh, isn't it the president's job to look into corruption, be it a former vice president who's running for president, what difference does that make?
Mm-hmm.
If Ukraine, we're giving them a lot of money, weapons, our armed forces, our men, our women.
20% of our uranium.
We're giving them all of that. And we don't want to make sure that we're getting a good deal. We're giving it to the right people.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. See, but if this was Hillary Clinton done all this, there would be no impeachment. There would be no nothing.
Okay. Could you imagine if this was Mike Pence's son?
Oh, I know. What if Trump did that?
Yeah. Or Biden was vice. What if Pence did that? Same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they said if they win this event with Trump, Pence is next. So this shift show isn't going to stop.
No, they're not. See, this is
until November, and we vote them out.
This is the thing here. Most people don't realize this. Trump is trying to make America better. The Democrats are still trying to win the 2016 election.
Right.
See, I've had people that tell me that when Barack Obama was caught on a hot mic when he was running for president against Pierre Delecto, he goes, once I get reelected, I'll have more leeway with that Russian ambassador.
Yeah, because that's my last election.
I'll have more leeway. I'll be able to do more. Guess what? There are people that said, oh, that was dubbed over. That wasn't real. That's fake news. That's not real. I'm like, that was live. No, it wasn't. I said, I was watching it live. Unfortunately, because I do a conservative talk show, buddy, I have to watch MSNBC to see what they're actually saying. So I hear it out of their mouth, not just cut and paste it. If you watch Glenn Beck's program on Fox News back in the day and you see it on MSNBC, they cut and paste it in a way that makes it, well, he sucks, but then if you listen or you watch Bill O'Reilly or anybody.
My new thing is this. Okay, you want me to change my mind against this man, against who our flag say who we support. You're going to sit there and laugh at me, insult me? You're going to call me a deplorable, the dregs of society? You're going to attack me. You're going to, okay, you're going to, if I offer a question to a candidate about how I feel about something, asking them, you're going to boo and hiss and attack me so I can't have an opinion. That's going to change my mind.
Yeah.
See, that's not how my mind works. See, I am a little redneck hillbilly who, you do that, you piss me off, and honey, you ain't changing it back for one, and once it's set like that, it's over.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if that was a church. You don't believe like us? You want to... Yeah, people wouldn't... No, you need to be open arms and being there.
Our church is very diverse. I don't mean racially, per se, but age-wise and... We basically just believe the Bible.
Yeah.
There's some things we believe different, but we come together and we love each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I can't believe you're voting. Yes, I am. Because, see, there's a difference. You go to Germany, they still have Auschwitz up. Yeah, there's a difference. See, this Confederate soldier, you want to take down that monument because it's offensive. The Germans leave it up, not because they support it, but to remind them of where they don't want to go again. Mm-hmm. Where they don't want to be again.
Right.
Oh my God, I can't believe they got a Confederate soldier. I mean, you know what happens when you get offended the next day? Because I was offended one time. I woke up, I felt great.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I mean, I didn't sleep that well just because I was in pain, tired or whatever.
Offended.
Yeah, I was so offended. I was, my feelings were hurt. So, I had to get new feelings.
I just don't understand people.
Well, I've got this right over here. Yeah, this is a new medication I'm on. It's a feeling potion. What it does is it changes your feelings from hurt to it's a pain reliever for feelings. I'm selling this to any Democrat. It's $100 a bottle. It'll take your... See, so if you're still having problems...
Only if we could come
It is. This is. Seriously. If you are still mad that Trump, this will help you.
I know that. No.
Yeah. Yeah, look it up. Look up the essential oil of thyme. It helps with liberal whiny witches with a B. Hey, I'm just saying, you know, what I'm trying to say is we're moving forward. They're still backwards. They're still, well, no, I tell you what, man. No, because we're going to impeach him. Because when Trump gets impeached and we get Hillary Clinton in the White House, oh, yeah, there's rumor that she's wanting to run again.
Yes, I've heard that. Plus.
Great. Go ahead. You'll lose twice, three times. Once, twice, three losses.
I'm trying to think, how did Rush put that? Did he basically say that, what, you deserve to have such a gift? Or
yeah, something like that.
Or did he basically say, what is she smoking or not taking that she's so delusional? What voices are really in her head?
See, but here's the thing, though. What if she sat there and she said, yes, I'm going to run for president, and I want Bernie to be my vice president? Because I guarantee you that would have been a...
I don't think that would fly now. I think...
I know in 16, I don't know if Trump would have won.
Yeah, but, oh, right. I don't think Trump would have won in 2016.
Because there's too many people that don't understand that free is not free.
Well, tell you what, I will say this. I saw a thing, a blurb about AOC and Bernie today. If he doesn't get the nomination, they're trying to go third party.
Who, AOC?
And Bernie. Because the Democrats are really the centrist. They're not left enough for her, is what she's saying. Like current Bernie.
Wow.
I don't even know if she's old enough to be vice president. I don't know what the regulations are. She be vice president of. I know president, you have to be at least 35.
That's scary that they.
She has 5 more years.
That's scary to think that they think that they're not left enough. How? What do you want?
Right.
So let me. Any far left with this Democrats, if they got what they really wanted, we'd be like North Korea.
Yeah.
We would literally have, okay, if you support the regime, you're going to be in a better area where the electricity works 90% of the time, but you still have outages all the time. You're going to have a radio in your damn house that's going to play their propaganda 24/7. You can't turn it off, but you can turn it down, but you still have to hear it.
Yeah.
You're going to be given anything. The government gives it to you. You're not going to earn it. The dollar's going to be only, okay, they're going to have like car sales shops that...
It's going to be California across the whole country.
Well, I mean, it's going to be California, but worse.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but that's the problem.
Right.
But because, remember, folks, you can, let me say this. You can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. You'll have to risk your life. Look at all those people risking their life to come here. Okay, well, my buddy... You know, we lifted up the electrical fence, and I was able to. I was able to get across, and my buddy got.
Was killed.
North Korea, these countries that they want are so bad, but you know, bring all these people from Venezuela here. Yeah, they're not going to vote for the liberals. They've been down that road. It's amazing how many migrants that come here that are like at these Second Amendment rallies. Good luck trying to control an armed society. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. I hope you feel a part of. I mean, I live in a downtrodden because I do YouTube videos, and my channel is kind of vacant right now because I'm working 24 hours a day, so I'm so busy, and I had the flu and I was so sick but. I did a couple hemp CBD flower videos because you can buy hemp CBD flower. And this guy goes, you're going to prison because you can't have cannabinoids. They're banned in Indiana. I'm like, no, they're not because I bought everything I have in Indiana because you can buy all kinds of CBD flower. But what's funny, I mean, like if you go to like CBD Hemp Direct, you can buy tons. And I thought about trying to make get it and extract it into like a really concentrate and make a nice and put it into a coconut oil for like a rub, you know. And that's how people don't understand. People, you gotta, I mean, in Indiana, I read an article where they're like, the Republicans are trying to strengthen the possession laws in Indiana. And it's not going to fly, dude. Michigan is legal. Illinois, everywhere is going to be legal. And our Democratic governor, Holcomb, I say that because basically, he's like, well, you know, if they federally legalize it, then I guess I'll go along with it. But until then, no. He was the one that banned CBD hemp flower, but through a lawsuit, we got it back. So, it's just one of those things. I mean, we're trying to wake people up, you know? Imagine a world if it was never demonized and made evil. Because it was this plant that did so much. It was a plastic. It was a fabric. It was a textile. It was an oil. It was like one of the greatest gifts from God. And then they demonized it and made it so evil. But like, the government wants us polarized. They want to own us. What they want. Let me do something here. Let me step back, okay? They want to own us. Wow. They're sort of like a drug company. Take this every day, you won't have heartburn. Well, can you get it to where this reduces it to where the acid doesn't come up and it stops it like permanently? No. Why not? Why isn't there something that you can do that, you know? Why would they want to find a cure for diabetes? They want to have someone dependent on insulin. You know, I'm fighting for cheaper diabetic supplies. Insulin is mandatory. It's not like, well, we don't know if you actually need insulin, so you're going to have your doctor write a note, you know, because you have to be, you know, I'm going to make sure that you, okay, my wife's, my daughter's, my sister's been on insulin or practically her whole life. But, you know, that's what the government wants. They don't want a program that's going to help you get out. They want a program that keeps you there. I've looked into a couple programs back in the day. Well, let me tell you something. It's like those checking the cash places. Yeah, you get a $50 loan. Guess what? You're done. That $50 loan is going to turn into a $20,000 debt that you can't pay. But it's okay, you know. But like even with this Kobe Bryant thing, they like, you know, okay, yeah, he was a legend. What about the other people? And I argued that all Sunday when this came out, and everyone's like, well, maybe they don't want to. Okay. Well, first of all, I guess the media, the police are going after TMZ in a way like, you know, like, because I guess when they found, because I guess even Kobe, I guess a lot of that stuff was leaked by TMZ. They believe it's his plane and all this, and you know, and then they would probably, I honestly think it would have been probably 8 o'clock before they really said anything about it. But this day and age, you know, if I was more famous than I am, you know, and my mom died in a car crash, I'd probably hear about it from the media before I got a phone call, you know. But you can be respectful and say, hey, you know, there's been a plane crash in California. We don't know what's going on. But I think news outlet TMZ already, hey, it's Kobe Bryant. You know, they could have said, hey, there's possibly 5 to 10 people on board. We're not sure. But until we find out who they are, notify whoever, and give them that time, we can't say anymore because we don't know anymore. I believe wholeheartedly that if they knew it was Kobe Bryant's plane, they knew. I thought they might know who's on there. They didn't have to mention names. Just say, hey. Now, it's kind of like the other people didn't matter because they weren't Kobe Bryant. You know? Every life matters, man. Not just celebrities. I mean, like I'm just supposed to bow down to Alicia Keys because she said, we need to impeach Trump. No, we need to stop watching these stupid Grammys. I mean, first of all, I would boycott him anyways because they didn't mention Robert Hunter once. Did he have millions of number one hits? Were the Grateful Dead Grammy winners? Far from it, but let me tell you, they have more fans now. They probably sold more albums now than someone like the Backstreet Boys did when they were popular. I'm not disrespecting them. How is that disrespecting saying that I bet you Pink Floyd sells more albums than who's popular now? I don't know any popular bands.
I don't know either. We don't listen to it. Music is dead. Music died in 1993.
Yeah, when Kurt Cobain died. And Justin Bieber was born?
No.
Yeah.
He's Justin all. But, music is dead.
Yeah.
I
learned that from Colonel Bruce. Yeah, when he talked about, what do you think about today's music? It's horrifying. It's glad that I can bring a young kid up on stage that understands real music and blues and jazz and, like, rock and jammy stuff. They're like, cool. Yeah, that's what I've been talking about. Like, why did they, like, well, it's reported that they're going up on TMZ because I think even Kobe's was kind of pushed out there before they had time to identify any of the family. I mean, I think, honestly, if it would have been done right, it would have been 8 o'clock before we knew what happened so that they would have time to tell Kobe's family, but TMZ... They didn't. I don't think they knew anyone else, but they knew it was his plane, so they.
I don't remember who it was. It was one of the stars that had. I can't remember who it was that said this. I mean, they were actually, I think, talking about the tabloid magazines, not really TMZ, but TMZ is like a tabloid magazine, and just on TV. And I think it's this with this. If you don't read it, if you don't watch it, they'll go out of business.
Yeah. Well, like I told my wife, if you watch the interview, Steve-O was asked, well, how'd you find out about Ryan Dunn's death? He goes, I got awoken by a phone call from TMZ if I could confirm Ryan Dunn's death. Not any of the jackass people saying, yo,
but we need to warn you.
We need to warn you, man. It's going to be hard to take.
Right.
Yeah. He heard it from the news outlet.
TMZ, they
don't care.
They're dirty.
They're pretty honest, but they're just ruthless. So they want to be the front. Don't care. Okay, Obama.
Yeah, you could say that they're honest to a point, but.
But they have an agenda, too. But they want to be free. They don't care. They don't care who they hurt. They want it out there. Okay, folks. I know they probably haven't told. Yes, we know this. Kobe Bryant's plane went down. We know he's dead. Don't worry. We're going to tell you first. Yeah, Kobe's mom and dad and wife, sorry. We wanted you to hear it from us first, not from the police. And that's how this world is. I mean, like, you know, the Lakers. I mean, whoops. Did I say that? I mean, I said Lakers. That news anchor is. I apologize. Let me tell you, if that was any.
See, I haven't heard anymore. I haven't heard what happened to her.
She just apologized. Nothing. I've heard nothing's happened to her. But I know if it was on Fox News, they'd be like,
"Oh my God, yeah."
Hi. My name is Al Sharpton. I speak for all Black people. But I say everyone.
No.
Jesse Jackson has said whatever he says has to get approval from me. Cool.
Apologize.
Come here.
Apologize.
Well, I might do that.
Remember?
Yeah. But you know, I am Reverend Al Jackson. I am a reverend. And let me tell you, I speak for all Black people, and that lady should be fired. That's what it'd be if it was on Fox News. You know, we need to give her the benefit of the doubt because, you know, listen to Carlos Mencia. You know, we all think in race. We all do. You're not going down an alley 2 o'clock in the morning and seeing somebody going, hey, that's a guy just trying to praise the gospel and spread the good word. No, you're thinking of a gangbanger. That's honest truth. No, don't tell me you're going to walk down Queens, New York at 2 in the morning in a back alley and see someone and think it's a Christian, you know, helping out people. No, you're thinking in terms of, am I going to be mugged, shot, raped, what? That's called facts. No one thinks in terms of a missionary at 2 o'clock in the morning in a back alley. And if anyone does, go ahead, comment below. Serious comments. Not like fake ones, you know, what I mean? What do you mean, fake comments? Someone like, oh, yeah, I think that's a missionary at 2 a.m. No, you don't. No, you don't. I wouldn't. You know, I mean, not like when I see Omar, whenever I see Omar, I'm just waiting for her to yell, Allah Akbar. That's not racist, that's fact. She's got a turban on her head, she's Muslim, she hates America, and she's in our government. How dare you? Well, okay, she doesn't like Jewish people. You know, she aligns more with Hitler than Trump. Think about that. Democrats align because most Democrats don't support Jewish people. Most Democrats want your guns. You know, if you need to take our guns, confiscate them to govern, then you don't know how to govern right. But, I mean, that's just where we live in. But it's nice to see Democrats standing up. No, they're not. They're just plowing the same rhetoric. You have Republicans standing up saying, I don't think so. Not today. Not today. You know, when Barack Obama put travel bans on Muslims, how dare you do that if that's Trump? Oh, Obama can do it, you know. Let me tell you something there, Omar. Until you as a Muslim stand up against radical Muslims, stand for Jewish people, no. I know some Muslims that do not support radicals, do not support the extremist Muslims. But guess what? They would not stand in. They would be killed by the extremists because you're not Muslim enough. I need to figure out how to do these pictures with the words on it, because it has the guy from John Candy from the National Lampoon's. Sorry, folks, America's closed. The moose out front should have told you that one. It should have had pig. You know, the pig out front, you know, because, you know, how do I get into politics? How do I get to where I can make billions of dollars and it's legit? How can I do what Hunter Biden did and get away with it? I'd have to be a Democrat first. Unless they, I don't know, tried to make an example of me to try to make it look like they're cleaning up, cleaning the house. That's what they would do. They would, you know. That's the problem. There's great people coming into this country in the politics, but usually it's a, how do you say that? It's the primaries where these two people are running for political office, and usually the politics as usual guy gets in, but this really good Tea Party conservative type, Donald Trump type person that wants a clean house, no one shows up for it, so it doesn't get. But I want to move on to some cannabis news, because new tests have found that 75% of black market vape pens contain undisclosed additives, and nearly all of them were labeled with the incorrect THC content. Because they're saying that a lot of people are getting these vape oils and stuff that are THC, and some of them have all kinds of, because they try to, it's like cocaine. If you don't know how cocaine works, this is how much a kilo costs. Okay, well, this is how much it divides out. Well, the only way you can make more money is if you get some of that kilo, is you have to extend it somehow. So that pound, so that cup of cocaine, you need to make it 2 cups. Because it's not like you can, everyone's selling this much cocaine for $2. Okay? $2. Well, you have to get $100. You have to, okay, well, I need to get 2 cups, because I'm if I sell this for what it goes for on the street, I'm only going to get my money back. I need to extend it, cut it with stuff so that it extends, so I get more. And that's what they're doing. They're adding all these things that are toxic and dangerous. I've known people that have bought THC vape oil, and someone said she's 99% sure they just went and got nicotine oil. If you're going to do a vape oil, make your own, okay? Take weed, Everclear, mix it really well to get all the chemicals and solubles, then very slowly reduce it by about 2/3 or a third. About 2/3 maybe. Cook out the alcohol, and you'll be left with a decarboxylated, and there you go. There's no additives, there's nothing in it that can harm you. Your safest way, if you're going to do anything, is to get like a volcano where it heats it up, and you either have a tube or you have a balloon made of plastic, and it fills it up, and it's, you can go, and it, and you blow out and you don't see anything, but it's heats up the element just hot enough to decarboxylate it, and there's no, and it works, and you get the medicine that way. But you have, you know, there's so many people out there in this world today that are like, So and they say like it's just, I mean, people need to wake up. It's you know, this notion that like here and here, and the problem is like, okay, if you're in a legal state, you can't use it at all, because if you fail a piss test, okay, you're fired. So on my day off, if I want to medicate, I can't do that. You know, eventually they're going to have to work on a way to either not test at all or have a way that, okay, this will show how much is in your system. That way, okay, yeah, that way they can prove you're not doing it at work. Because I have CBD oil and I use it. And I know how it affects me. I know how it helps me sleep. I know what it does. And people don't get that. You know, Tennessee is looking at passing stuff to for the sale and taxation of marijuana. I honestly believe in about 5 years, they're going to have to legalize it because you're going to have probably 40 of the states legalizing it anyways. I believe in about 5 years, you'll probably have 40% of the states, 40 of the states having it legal in some form. And here we're going to be in Indiana. We're going to be like, it's federally legal. Well, I don't know if it's safe. I mean, oh, no, but you can down alcohol and die. Like, you can't use cannabis, but you can get morphine. How does that make sense? I'll wait. I'll wait. That's how it is. You know, people don't get that. People don't understand. You know, I try to demonize it. I try to undemonize it. It's been used for thousands of years. Cannabis is actually shown, especially hemp. Oh, if you could get hemp, and it would help the bee population tenfold. Imagine if you could get, like, honey with high CBD from bees pollinating the honey. That'd be great pain relief. Have a teaspoon of honey. There you go. But I hate when you sit there and you go like a place. Yeah, like each of these gummies is like 0.0001 CBD. Yeah, I want like 5 mil. I want like 20 milligrams per gummy. Oh, that's like 1 milligram per gummy. The whole thing is, oh, I thought the 20 milligrams was per gummy. No, that's per, no, that's in the whole container. Because I got a container one time. Yeah, there's like 200 mil. Oh, I thought it was like per drop. No. Okay, so like, yeah, I'm getting like 1, like, milligram. It was like so weak. But when I got my dosage figured out and stuff, it helps. And I try to educate people at this because the government demonized it and all stuff for years. That, you know, and it's sad that, you know, because like they're saying now there's a Cleveland eliminates penalties for simple cannabis possession. What were you possessing is zero fine, zero jail time for anyone who has up to 200 grams of marijuana. And what they'll do is, okay, now they know 200 grams or less. Sweet. There you go. All you have to do is have that much or less. Decriminalized. Because they're wasting, because they're tired of wasting millions of dollars on something that's not doing anything. Yes, sir. Folks, it's about that time, you know, that we wake up and, hey, cannabis is safe. As long as you're not some idiot, but this right here is 2 trillion milligrams of THC. I'm going to down it all and just, who knows? You know, responsibility is anything. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel part of it. There's a PayPal link down there if you want to get this thing going even bigger than it is. I want to thank everyone who listens around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio, where I'm at around the world. Thank you so much. I want to thank you on Blog Talk Radio. Now to the greatest news of all, folks. Bebeto Mourinho. Bruno Fernandes is waiting and buzzing in Lisbon as he will be ready to fly to Manchester tomorrow with his agents if the total agreement will be completed. It should be in the next couple hours. It should be done. They've agreed upon it. What Manchester United have offered, if they didn't accept this offer, they would be paying him $5 million on top of what he's getting paid. So if Fabrizio Mourinho is coming out, his agent, that he's ready to fly to Manchester tomorrow, you know the deal's pretty much done. Because he's not talked about it at all.
And he is, what was it that United Stan said? That's his, like, base pay. So, like, if he gets how many goals he gets in endorsement.
If he gets appearances and goals a certain level, he gets, they get $5 million. If they make the Champions League, he gets another, they get another $5
million. Okay. I couldn't remember the word that he used for what that means.
Like an incentive?
Kind of, but...
Yeah. Like this is your base pay, and you get, like, add-ons.
Oh, add-ons, I think is what
you said. And it's like, okay, we'll give you $40 million, but if we win the Champions League, here's $50 million we'll pay you, whatever, which, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know... Fabrizio Mourinho, he has never talked about this. That's his agent. And when he's coming out saying that he's ready, you know, he's coming, about time. But got some really bad news, though. In the press conference, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came out and said, well, this summer, we're getting Alexis Sanchez back, and he's going to prove all you naysayers wrong.
I hope he does. Hey, him and Bono could be good.
He is. See, you're only as good. Well, see, you're only as good as your weakest link.
I wonder if Bruno takes him under his wing and shows him stuff.
Because he's old. He's like.
Yeah, but Bruno, you know what? Bruno wants to get to the Champions League.
Yeah, but when? Yeah, but how do you do it with someone that's past their prime that can't do
you
it anymore?
What? I'm not. We've had this conversation since we've been here.
Because you have this notion, no, my wife has this notion that if the Olympic gold winning team runs a 100 meter in 9 seconds, that you should keep someone on your team that takes them 20 seconds to run that 100 meters. How do you expect to win if you're...
When did I say that? Okay, you want to play that game, let's play that game. My husband's under the belief that when you get 26 years old, you need to be taken out and put out in pasture.
Well, let me see here. Alexis Sanchez is 30 plus.
See? There you go. Oh, my God. How big
But no, but that, okay. Okay, well, okay, let me put it this way. If he was 20-something, he shouldn't even be nowhere near United with the as bad as he is. With as slow as he is now, he can't keep pace anymore. It's not about age. If you can't do it, I couldn't go to, okay, when I was 20, I couldn't go to Newcastle and play. I couldn't keep pace. After about 10 minutes, my legs would be burning. I wouldn't be able to do it. I couldn't keep up. It's not about age. If he was 26 doing the same thing on the pitch that he's doing now, okay. When everyone at the club's like, thank God he's gone.
When he was 20, was he good?
He was okay at Arsenal, but he, as soon as he came here, he hasn't done anything.
Oh.
And, yeah, he hasn't really scored hard. I don't think he's even scored a goal. And he's one of the most highest paid players. That's the problem.
Yeah, I see your point there.
It's not like, I mean, I wish... I don't know. But then it still kind of teased me off because, yes, we're getting Bruno Fernandes, but then, okay, that should have been done in the summer. We should have had someone else coming in.
We should have had. Well, I think it was like last summer or last year at this time. Mark was like saying you needed like 10 people gone.
Yeah.
10 people
yeah.
here.
Because there's some people still at United that were brought in by Alex Ferguson that have been there 6 years that are so above their prime that they, I mean, that, you know,
I
that.
I still think you use them somehow. They could be coaches. They can show the young ones what to do.
But then if you're going to continue to pay them, then that's money that's not going to bring in someone else. That's what you're, but I think that's what you're, coaching staff is for. That's why you have all these. Who knows?
Maybe not keep them on the team when they go away, but just don't throw them away.
But you'd have to continue to pay them where that money could go to getting.
Make them useful.
Why don't you get someone in
at?
That can make the club better? That can actually be on the pitch. I'm not saying, but okay, they've been a great servant though. Okay, at some point in your career, you have to say, okay, I can't do it anymore. I need to step down. Me. Not the club telling me that. Me. You know, there comes a point.
If it's his decision, that's fine.
But if he, yeah, but for the club, yeah, look at Cristiano Ronaldo. Could have, he's one of the best in the world. And he said, you know what? Okay, I'm not a part of Zinedine's plans. Okay, I'm moving on. And there you go. I mean, he's going to help us out, but, I mean, there's still so many problems at the club. I mean, at least Bruno Fernandes, when he signs and holds up that jersey, he's going to be one of the best signings in the Premier League. It's huge. But like I said before, get Jadon Sancho. Get Bruno Fernandes. Get Koulibaly. Wan-Bissaka, Daniel James. Get a bunch of these players in there. Some of them are duplicate positions, of course, but I wish we would have done that in the summer, because then, okay, if we had those type of players and we lost to Burnley, then okay, it's Ollie. That's Ollie. I still question his tactics. His tactical style, but he doesn't really have anything. I don't know. I can't wait to see, because, I mean, Bruno, I don't know. I don't care who you are. There's not one manager that would say, oh, crap, I'm not coming to United. They got Bruno Fernandes. They'd be like, okay, well, I'm starting out with one very good player. Wan-Bissaka is a good player. Daniel James is a good player. So I'm starting out with a decent base. So, you know, and that's something that I think is kind of cool. You know, that it, I mean, whether Ollie stays or goes, if Ollie's here for 20 years or another year, we got players coming in. Like, I don't know who would not want to manage Wan-Bissaka or Daniel James. I'd love to.
You guys are putting Ollie down to a point, not bad. I mean, you guys have valid points. But okay, why not Ollie? Was the big reason why Bruno's deal got done.
Well, they claim it's because Barcelona came in at the last minute, and supposedly that's what his agent said, that Barcelona came in, and they were kind of like, he doesn't want to go to Barcelona. He wants to come to the Premier League, and Manchester United where he wants to come, and I hope he came because of Ollie.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know this.
I got.
Let's say you're a player. Two teams like Manchester and Barcelona, what if you don't want to go to either one of them? What do you do?
Then you can turn them both down.
Okay.
But like if Barcelona, I mean, there are some clubs that would offer you, okay, about 60 seconds left. But,
sorry.
No, but if Barcelona offered me, like right now, I would go to Liverpool. I'm a huge United fan, but because I know down the road, Manchester United might dominate, but right now, I'm gonna have a Premier League title and possibly a Champions League title to my name thanks to Liverpool. And then, okay, then if United dominate in 2 years, yeah, I want to see if I can transfer. You know, it's nothing against United, but still Liverpool. I mean, to play where Steven Gerrard played, that'd still be amazing. Or to play at Arsenal, to play where one of my all-time favorite Premier League players, Thierry Henry, he was amazing. But remember, folks. With a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.